DeepEnglish.com.
The Treaty Oak Tree was an old and cherished member of the community. What was a member of the community? The Treaty Oak Tree was a member of the community. Was the Treaty Oak Tree old and cherished? Yes, the Treaty Oak Tree was old and cherished. For 600 years, it had stood proudly over the spot where the city of Austin, Texas would one day be. Where did it stand proudly? It stood proudly over the spot where the city of Austin, Texas would one day be. How long did it stand? It stood for 600 years. The tree was revered by the native people who predated the city. Who was the tree revered by? The tree was revered by the native people who predated the city. According to a legend, the tree stood as a witness when European settlers made a treaty with the Native Americans. Who made a treaty with the Native Americans? The European settlers made a treaty with the Native Americans. What stood as a witness? The tree stood as a witness. It was a magnificent tree, with branches stretching over 130 feet. What was magnificent? The tree was magnificent. How far did the branches stretch? The branches stretched over 130 feet. The treaty oak was loved by all, except for one deranged man who tried to kill it. What was loved by all? The treaty oak was loved by all. Who tried to kill the tree? A deranged man tried to kill the tree. One day in 1989, the residents of Austin noticed that their favorite tree had a patch of dead grass beneath it. Did the residents of Austin notice a patch of flowers? No, the residents of Austin did not notice a patch of flowers. The residents of Austin noticed a patch of dead grass. When did they notice the patch of dead grass? They noticed the patch of dead grass in 1989. Upon further examination, they saw that the base of the tree also showed signs of disease. Did the base of the tree show signs of disease? Yes, the base of the tree showed signs of disease. Residents were horrified when they discovered that it was not a natural disease. Who was horrified? Residents were horrified. Was it a natural disease? No, it was not a natural disease. The tree had been poisoned. Distraught, people came together to save the treaty oak. What had been poisoned? The tree had been poisoned. Did people come together to cut the treaty oak? No, people did not come together to cut the treaty oak. People came together to save the treaty oak. A total of $100,000 was donated to the tree's recovery. How much was donated to the tree's recovery? A total of $100,000 was donated to the tree's recovery. While people were frantically trying to save the tree, the police were on a manhunt for the culprit. What were the police doing? The police were on a manhunt for the culprit. They offered a $10,000 reward for information. Who offered a reward for information? The police offered a reward for information. How much did they offer? They offered $10,000. Before long, they found and convicted Paul Cullen. Who did they find and convict? They found and convicted Paul Cullen. It turned out that he had poisoned the tree while conducting an occult ritual. What kind of ritual was it? It was an occult ritual. The ritual required the death of an oak tree and was intended to end the love he had for a woman and protect her from another man. What did the ritual require? The ritual required the death of an oak tree. Was it intended to increase the love he had for a woman? No, it was not intended to increase the love he had for a woman. It was intended to end the love he had for a woman. He also saw the tree's death as revenge for the outdoor work the state of Texas forced him to do while he was in prison. Did he also see the tree's death as revenge? Yes, he also saw the tree's death as revenge. What was it revenge for? It was revenge for the outdoor work the state of Texas forced him to do while he was in prison. Cullen was sentenced to spend 9 years in prison and pay a $1,000 fine. In the end, he only served 3 years. Was he sentenced to spend 9 years in prison? Yes, he was sentenced to spend 9 years in prison. How much was he fined? He was fined $1,000. In the end, how long did he spend in prison? In the end, he only served 3 years. The Treaty Oaks recovery was touch and go at first, and half the tree died. What was touch and go? The Treaty Oaks recovery was touch and go. Did the whole tree die? No, the whole tree did not die. Half the tree died. Experts replaced the soil to remove the poison and allow the fresh soil to absorb more poison from the tree. Who replaced the soil? Experts replaced the soil, and they installed a sprinkler system to ensure that it always had enough water. Why did they install a sprinkler system? They installed a sprinkler system to ensure that it always had enough water. Many gave offerings of gifts and cards. What did people give? People gave offerings of gifts and cards, and some took more mystical measures. What kind of measures did they take? Some took more mystical measures. For example, a psychic from Dallas tried to heal the tree by transferring energy into it. Who tried to heal the tree? A psychic from Dallas tried to heal the tree. What did the psychic transfer into it? The psychic transferred energy into it. Thanks to all the help given by the community, the Treaty Oaks still stands proudly over Austin. In 1997, it even sprouted its first acorns since being poisoned. Does the Treaty Oaks still stand? Yes, the Treaty Oaks still stands. What did it sprout? It sprouted its first acorns since being poisoned. When did it sprout acorns? It sprouted acorns in 1997. The community dutifully planted them in the hopes of continuing the tree's legacy. What did the community hope to continue? The community hoped to continue the tree's legacy.